My second guest today is a Weymouth councillor and also a Dorset councillor, but he's not here in that capacity today. It's Alec Furman, and he's talking about the Westham Support Fund.
My name's Alex Furman. I'm a councillor for Westham and currently a trustee on the Westham Support Fund.
Tell us, what is the Westham Support Fund?
So the Westham Support Fund is a kind of grants pot allocation of money that can go to anybody who lives in Westham or goes to school at Conifers or Beechcroft School.
Where does that money come from?
So what happened was, I think it was in the 1950s, somebody up on Wardcliffe Road sold some property, and they allocated those funds to what was, I think, was called the Westham Poorly and Sick Fund. Not so aptly named as the support fund, but yeah, they had that there for people who were struggling for medications or hardships that couldn't be provided for by the state, the NHS. And since then, it was then reinvested into the Westham Support Fund to include the local parishes, which was St Paul's, the Catholic Church, the Baptist, the Methodist, and the Salvation Army.
So it's multi-faith as well,
then? Yeah, multi-faith, multi-agency organisation. It also includes a member of the chair, a chair of governor from Beechcroft School, and then more recently, somebody from Weymouth Town Council, which I was lucky enough to be supported with, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to put myself forward as somebody who's, you know, lives locally and kind of understands the lay of the land.
Alex, give us some examples of how the fund can help people locally.
Yeah, sure. So if anybody who's got issues in terms of funding with medication, with general, and I would put this under kind of they're safeguarding the idea that you can have clean clothes, washing machines, cookers, those sort of basic fundamental needs of somebody. If you're struggling with them and you live in the Westham area or your children go to school in Westham, this fund is for you, and it's not some onerous big application process. It's really friendly, in I wouldn't say informal, because there is a process, but it's for anybody who's in hardship that needs any of those things, and I would certainly encourage people to use that if they can.
Now, you'll probably know that a lot of people in the Westham area are struggling financially. How do they go about applying?
Anybody is in need and would like to apply, and by the way, they can apply on behalf of somebody else as well. It's going via, the easiest way is via the Facebook page, which is the Westham Support Fund, and we go through social media. Alternatively, you can go through the website at St Paul's Church, and through Jackie, the chair, through her phone number or her email that I'll give over to you a bit later, you can apply through there. She'll send you an application form, or the person that's applying on behalf of you, and then you're able to go through the process. We meet approximately 3 or 4 times a year to review applications, but in all honesty, hardship doesn't work like that.
No. So,
and what's really lovely about the trust is that when someone is in need, immediately we all convene on emails, and we use technology to ensure that our decisions and our understanding are made apparent, and we're able to act and allocate funds.
Now, obviously you can't name names, but give us some examples of what you've provided funds for recently.
The ones that I've been involved in has been washing machines, tumble dryers, cookers. What else have we had? We've had additional medications, so things that aren't necessarily provided by the NHS, but I think particularly when you're talking about care inside the home,
could we be talking things like wheelchairs or
exactly those sorts of things, anything, and we really do want to support people in Westham that want to remain in their homes as well. That's really important to us, that if there is somebody who's in need, that particularly if they've come out of hospital, there isn't always that network of facilities and people to do that. Luckily some people do have them, but for those that don't have them, wheelchairs, frames. I think back to my own experience within my family, houses aren't always made for people who have had falls or injuries or disabilities. Sometimes you need help just adapting your home.
I was going to say, is it for adaptations
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, and so, I would really welcome people, because they all add up, those rails, though, you know, the things that we all take
for granted. Yeah,
yeah, and we take those for granted, I think, you know. And
what would you say to people who think, oh, you know, I'm not entitled to benefits or anything else, but I'm struggling to buy whatever it is? What would you say to those people about applying?
Don't hesitate, just do it. We pride ourselves on being our community, part of it. I can speak for myself that if you feel that you need some assistance with somebody, I'm here to lend my voice to that and make sure that if there are funds available, then you should get them. I think, you know, don't, there's that wonderful thing of pride that sometimes stops us from asking for help. Please don't let that get in the way. It's nothing's made public. Everything's confidential, and we want to help, and if you want to be helped, it's a perfect combination.
Finally then, how can people go about contacting the fund?
Yeah, so the best way is through Facebook or email. I would also recommend contacting Jackie, who is our chairperson. If you could email Jackie Trent on jackietrent@tiscali.co.uk, and that's jackietrent@tiscali, which is tiscali.co.uk, and that's the best way to contact it, and we can get an application form out to you or the person applying on behalf of you, and to get that done.
And you can use your favourite search engine to find out more as well, because
of course
I looked you up earlier on.
Yeah, always, if in doubt, go to St Paul's Church. That's always got everything you need on there. You can speak to Father Gregory. We'll get you in contact. The person you need to speak to for this is always one person away. So don't be afraid or think that you can't find who it is. And if you get really stuck, just come and knock on my door at 14 South View Road, and I'll help you out.
Alex, thanks very much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Westham councillor in Weymouth, Alex Furman there, talking about the Westham Support Fund. So if you are struggling, you live in the Westham area of Weymouth, well, why not find out about that fund?